Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 18th and the whole week ahead. A new moon greets this new week and it's in the sign of Scorpio, so it will penetrate the dark recesses of your mind. Psychologically, this can be reinvention and also getting rid of the demons and those dreaded fears and phobias that you have. So the next 2 weeks is psychologically a reawakening for you and a rebirth. And here's your Sunday stars. Your ruling planet Mars squares up to Pluto, which is a bit of a problem simply because although there was a new moon yesterday, which heralds the start of a new psychological opening for you, where you can get rid of obsessions and doubts and fears and all those negative energies. With Mars square Pluto, there's a reluctance to do so, and that's your problem. You need to understand, you've got to let the bad stuff within you go. Here's your Monday stars, much more of a healing day, which is what you need with the big changes going on internally inside of you over the next couple of weeks. Because of the energy around you now is holding on to those things which are familiar but are bad for you, there is a problem in the fact that you may just hold on to the negatives. However, today there is a much more enlightening period for you where you can let things go and are more philosophical. And here's your Tuesday stars. With Venus and Pluto working very well together, this is good for you to look inside of yourself. Now, we know that from the very beginning of the week and over the next couple of weeks, there is a change within you psychologically. It is a personal empowerment, and today is particularly good. Why? Because it means that you learn to understand that loving yourself first is the best way forward. And here's your Wednesday stars. This is lovely. This is bright and radiant stuff because the sun is going to move into Sagittarius, which is your ninth house. So you're much more philosophical. You cast your fate to the wind over the next month. And it's a great time to rid yourself of all of those things which are bringing you down. Most of those things could be self-harming you in some way. Whereas this is mental healing. And here's your Thursday stars. A bit of a dodgy day, simply because emotions are here, there and everywhere. It's particularly difficult if you're into a career or an ambition that somehow isn't working out. You know what? Maybe it's time to take a break, step back from things at the moment, because by doing that, you'll be in a much better position to sort things out when it comes to career or those things you wish to achieve later. And here's your Friday stars. Now the moon is in Aquarius and the link to the sun is excellent. It gives you much more of a cerebral approach to life, an intellectual outlook, which is what you need because there's a lot of emotions swanning around. Emotions and feelings that could prove self-destructive unless you're careful. Whereas the stars that you have today, and certainly when the sun entered Sag a couple of days ago, means that you can think things through far much more easily.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.